joining us this morning, Brother Issam Hamad, social activist, joining us live from Gaza. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Brother Issam.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Ayakullah, barakullah, jazakullah khairan for joining us, Brother Issam. Brother Issam Hamad joining us live from Gaza, Palestine, social activist based in that part of the world. Brother Issam, talk to us through Israeli aggression over the last 36 to 48 hours. What has been happening in Gaza in terms of the Zionist regime bombing civilian targets in that area?
Actually, it was very, very hard night last night. The attack started 6 o'clock, 36 hours ago on Gaza. After the problem that everybody in the world has seen in Jerusalem, particularly this night, it was absolutely, they bombed lots of places and rocketed the major buildings of the security, civil security in Gaza, and also flats and houses for civilians, which was rocked to earth. Also, we have lost more than 30 lives in within this 36 hours. All of it, you know, it's Ramadan time, and exactly like this these days, every year the Israelis celebrate the joining of Jerusalem, and which has they overtake in 1967 after the war, and they started kicking the people from their houses in order to evacuate all Palestinians from East Jerusalem, which is internationally recognized as a Palestinian occupied area. And they started to harass the worshippers in Al-Aqsa Mosque, and they everybody from everywhere came to Al-Aqsa and defended this holy place for the Muslims, and the whole story started. I think we are fed up with the Israeli harassment and Israeli activities. It has to stop. It just has to stop.
Brother Issam, in the last few hours, how is the situation currently in Gaza? I mean, Israeli airstrikes continuing during the morning, or have they briefly ended?
I am actually talking to you. I didn't get sleep all night from the bombardment. It started, as I said, 36 hours ago, and it has continued until probably 1 hour from now, or 2 hours. The last was around 5:30 in the morning. It was severe bombardment where they within half an hour, they knocked down lots of places within half an hour. It is just continuing every single moment. Although we are having a calm and quiet for the last 1.5 hours, but we don't know if they are having a rest and continuing again, or it's just going to stop. But it was a very, very hard night, all night yesterday.
The resistance in Gaza have fired back a series of rockets into occupied territory. How is this being received by the people of Gaza? I mean, are they supportive and they continue, and are they confident that this must continue?
Let me tell you, it is not only supported by the people of Gaza. Let me just emphasize one thing to your listeners, which is very important. The rockets did not start just like this, the resistance movements just rocketed on Israel. No. They have told them and gave them an exact hour, 6 o'clock in the evening of 2 days ago. Stop the attack on the people of Jerusalem and do not do it again. Stop it at 6 o'clock. If you don't stop it, we are going to send rockets to force you to stop it. And then they just didn't listen to this warning, and it started. I tell you, it's not only Gaza which supports this. We have seen on television yesterday, we have seen places inside occupied Palestine 1948, which is called Israel. We have seen Lod, Ramla, Akka, Jaffa. We have seen Nazareth. We have seen Umm al-Fahim. We have seen in Jerusalem. And this morning, we also have seen attacks in the West Bank. Everybody in the whole of the Palestinian area, whether it was occupied in 1967 or 48, support this. We are absolutely fed up of the Israelis. We are absolutely fed up. So it's total support from everybody.
Brother Issam, that it's also been noted that many of the rockets that have been fired are much more better and much more well advanced, and alhamdulillah for that, a number of them striking their targets. We've seen in the international community reporting of the Eilat Ashkelon pipeline, or at least a tanker on that pipeline, having been hit this time. Has this been received with good news that at least those resistant rockets are making an impact on on the Israeli armed forces, the occupying forces?
Let me tell you that Palestinian rockets are sound and reasonable. From the beginning, they sent the rockets not on civilian area. And they said to the Israelis, if you attack civilians, we will attack civilians. If you attack buildings, we will attack buildings. And then if they attack strategic area, they will attack strategic area. And this is the whole story. So we have seen attacks on really strategic areas as is this pipeline. And the story did not end yet. The story did not end yet. It started from the year 2002, I think, or 3, when they started manufacturing these rockets, and it was only 3 kilometers distance. And now they are reaching 130 and 140 kilometers farther than Ben-Gurion Airport and Tel Aviv, and the story continues. The occupation must end. The occupation must end.
Brother Issam, Jazakallah Khairan for joining us live from Gaza this morning. Certainly, we will call you during the course of the next few days, bi-ithnillah, to get updates
anytime
on the events. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum assalam. Alaykum assalam.